This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, in to the Adam Carriker Show. I'm having my daily fight with the microphone, although today I can see it for some reason. I don't know why that is, Jake. There was a day last week when I could not see it very well, although I do think the microphone is still winning, but that's okay. Welcome to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket, ladies and gentlemen. The loaded show. Like you get two shows in one. I talk so fast. All right. The show that gives you unique insights, unbridled honesty. And I had a fan message me about this. When Jake is awake, we have a whole lot of fun together. She goes, I forget what she said. I got to get back to her, but it's something to the degree of I have ideas and this and that. Maybe this will help even keep Jake awake. What are your thoughts on that, Jake? Fans taking shots at you. Don't take that crap.
Oh, that's fun. I think it might be because you started it. So
I'll start it.
Point the finger.
Hey, you got 3 pointing right back at you. All right, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, live, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. Come join yours truly. Grab your lunch. Join me. We'll talk Husker sports, sports in general, and a little bit of life as well from time to time. Wednesdays, don't forget about Steve Taylor, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays. 5 days a week, noon to 1, the loaded hour, the loaded show, whatever we're going to eventually call this show. Here on 93.7, The Ticket. All right, speaking of the fans, obviously, we got some news to get to today. Hey, we broke it here. Now, it was Mikey Daniels that told us, but we were on air, so we were the ones that broke it, that Dana Holgorsen was in Lincoln, and he was going to be doing something on staff note, and not been confirmed yet, but we are the first ones who threw it out there as a possibility. So I want 100% of the credit, not you, not Mikey, me. I want it, because I said it. Now, I did tell Mikey, when the show was over, I said, if this turns out to be not true, I'm throwing you under the bus. And he just smiled. He knew it was true. So I appreciate Mikey helping us out with that. We just happened to be on air, but we did break it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Pete Thamel. ESPN, right? That's who he works for?
I've got
the tweet here. Yeah. Hold on. I saw the tweet this morning, but it was Pete Thamel who did put out Dana Holgorsen. All right, is officially. He was in town, Lincoln yesterday in town. And he said, here we go. Sources, Nebraska is adding former Houston and West Virginia head coach Dana Holgorsen on staff as an offensive consultant. He'll work with the offensive staff in a role that will evolve. I thought that was quite interesting. Will evolve as the season goes on. I wonder what that means for the rest of the season, maybe into the offseason. We'll see how that unfolds. So we got some news to get to. You know, Matt Rhule, I got some thoughts as well. Just there's some decisions that need to be made. And I know he wants to make the right decision, not just rush to a decision, but I feel like some decisions are very simple. Glenn Thomas calling plays, just give it a shot or, you know, but we're bringing in outside consultants, which yesterday I sat here and I was like, I don't hate that idea. You know, I love the fact that it's not about ego. We want to get it right. But it was pointed out to me, these guys are getting paid an awful lot of money and we already need outside help. And I was like, oh, that's a fair point as well. But my question that I was wondering about is Matt Rhule having a tough time making some of these coaching decisions, like a simple one, like, hey, nobody has to be demoted. Nobody has to move position groups. Nobody has to get fired. Just, Glenn, you're going to call plays. Let's give it a try. Let's see how the bye week goes. Let's see how USC goes. By the way, USC is starting a different quarterback because they're under 500. They're losing close games. And they have a bit of an identity crisis out there if you follow what the Trojans are doing. So they're going to try to use this bye week to right the ship. Nebraska is going to try to do the same. The question is, which school's going to right the ship during the bye week and get things figured out? But before we get to all that, because I didn't address any of it just now in any way, shape, or form, I did say yesterday I wanted to chat real quickly. All right. You know, and this was chatted about yesterday, so we'll talk about it briefly because I said I would talk about it today, yesterday on the show. I like to be a man of my word. Colin Miller, former black shirt, former team captain. He was the, actually, scout team MVP when he first got here on defense. And he came in under Riley, then he was under Frost. You know, kind of wasn't very happy with the fans, took some shots at the fans. So we're not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I also like to honor my word. My thoughts are this. Hey, I don't agree with his take. He's earned the right to express his opinion. You know, we're all entitled to our opinions. He wore the N. Much love and respect. nobody's opinion is more valuable than others, but everyone's entitled to their opinion. That's his. You know, he wasn't too happy with the fans on Saturday. My thoughts are we have not put a product on the field that many people have been happy with for quite a while. Maybe not anybody. Honestly, probably not anybody's been happy with. 2016's maybe the last time Husker fans were decently happy, and that's a long time ago. That's 8 years ago, getting close to a decade, yet Husker fans keep showing up. They keep, it doesn't matter if it's UCLA, if it's Ohio State, if it's Timbuktu U, it doesn't matter what the record is. Husker fans are showing up. And the other thing that I appreciate, because the other option is apathy, and I've talked about that before, I appreciate the passion. And there's frustration, but there's passion, and Husker fans genuinely care. I can't get the image of USC Penn State out of my mind. I brought it up multiple times because two of the top 15 most recognizable brands in the entire country, one of the most highly watched games that weekend, October 12th, and they zoomed out of the stadium there, and it was like maybe two-thirds full. So Husker fans, to me, they mean a lot to me. They make the atmosphere inside Memorial Stadium when I played, like, unlike any other place. There aren't many places I can think of that realistically even came close. You know, when we played at Texas, or we played at Oklahoma, or we played even in the league, there aren't many places that come close. The only places that I could think of that were even similar was Texas A&M, Seattle. By the way, two places to brag about a 12th man. Both those places talk about a 12th man. And KC, but that was a preseason game, but it was the loudest preseason game I'd ever been in my life. It felt like a highly intense regular season game, but Husker fans, truly, the facts bear it out, are unlike any other fan base out there. So I just want to quickly address that because I said I would yesterday, but let's talk about Dana Holgorsen. This is a guy who's been a head coach at Houston, West Virginia. He's been an offensive coordinator, been a quarterback's coach. He is an expert when it comes to the air raid offense, when it comes to throwing the football, all right? He learned under Mike Leach, all right? He's had a lot of really good quarterbacks that have played for him. Let me see. Took a couple of notes on that. He's worked with, over the years, with a slew of top quarterbacks as a coach and coordinator. Graham Harrell, who set a bunch of records at Texas Tech at the time. Case Keenum, who set a bunch of records at Houston. Went on to play in the NFL. Brandon Whedon, this is a guy who was a first-round draft pick. Geno Smith, who's still playing. A second-round draft pick. A lot of people thought would go first. In the first round, but he's still playing, resurrected his career, so shout out to him. And Will Greer, this is a guy who's had a lot of success coaching quarterbacks, calling offenses, especially when it comes to throwing the football. All right. These are some of the school records set by Holgorsen when he coordinated at Oklahoma State during the 2010 season in particular. All right. 6,451 total yards that season, which broke their old record. They set five records in just this season alone. I went to Wikipedia, honestly pulled it up. This is one of the first things that just popped up. Scoring, they scored 539 points. Passing yards, 4,253. Pass attempts, had a lot, 491. Pass completions, 332. Obviously, the more you throw the ball, the more you're going to pad those stats. But this is a guy that brings some things to the table. He was at TCU, and he's being brought in as an offensive consultant. But and it's going to evolve over time. At least that's what we're being told. But he was at TCU as a defensive consultant. He was actually working with the defensive staff, and he was kind of informing them, hey, this is how I would attack what you're doing on defense from an offensive perspective, which is a great way to look at it. Now he's here in Lincoln. Now he's on staff. And I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do better these past three games. All right, a little bit. It's interesting because sometimes I feel like on offense we get a little bit too cute. We almost try to outthink ourselves. But if I look at it from a defensive perspective, I feel like we're fairly basic to defend. And I say that with all due respect. But there are simple things that you can do that look complex to a defense. Michael Severe came on this show, talked about bunches, talked about motions, yo-yo motions. These things are very common in football. They create issues for defenses, but they're not uber complex. A lot of people do them. And we don't do them very much, if hardly at all. So for me, I feel like sometimes we overthink things and it doesn't really add complexity to the defensives trying to defend us. It just adds complexity to what we're trying to do on offense, which makes it harder for us to do, and yet not harder for them to defend. Yet simple things that we could do that can make it more complex for the defense that isn't uber complex for the offense. I feel like we could do more of those things. Did I explain that like halfway right, Jake? Did that make sense? Are you awake?
Yeah, I'm awake.
Are you sure? Yeah. Okay, I love you, Jake. Did that make sense, though?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think it just feels like they get cute at the wrong times. Like that East-West play they were running with Jalen Lloyd at the goal line. Like, that's trying to get too cute, but it's not altogether too creative.
Yeah, I would agree with that. What are your thoughts on Mr. Holgorsen and him being brought in? And this was a guy, am I remembering correctly? He was actually brought in and was talked about a lot last winter at a certain point. Is that not correct as well?
Yeah, they brought him to town in early January.
That's right.
But nothing really came around of that. And so it's kind of weird. He's been the analyst at defensive analyst for what it was to help the offense, like the look of what the offense is going to bring you at TCU. TCU runs an air raid, by the way. I like it. I think it's, you know, I think it's good. Also brought in Phil Snow in town. I don't know if he's hired as a consultant because he's also working with the Bears right now. So I'm not sure if that's maybe a bye week thing or whatnot. But I think it's interesting. It's at least somebody that has more wins actually than Matt Rhule as a college head coach. And so, you know, it's I like it because it's somebody that is definitely, you know, been through a lot in college football and hopefully can help this offense if for whatever that is to somehow get a spark. Now, if you're a run the ball guy, he's not necessarily doesn't, you know, line up with that.
Maybe not up your alley so much.
Yeah.
But hey, when you think of Raiola, and unfortunately him, you know, kind of regressing the past month, hasn't thrown a touchdown in a month, and I believe he's had 5 INTs. I'd have to double check to confirm that, but 5 INTs during that same time frame, he's regressed. He looks, I don't want to say lost, but he does not look the same as he did early on in the season. And he missed. There was actually some open guys versus UCLA. And he even, you know, admitted he skipped his first read on one of those plays that ended up being an interception, I think, or an incompletion on a third down. Thomas Fedoni was wide open. He chose to throw it to somebody else, and it didn't work out. But Thomas was his first read. He skipped that read. And it's, again, you don't know what you're going to get from a true freshman quarterback. I'm not going to sit here and get on a true freshman 19-year-old quarterback. I don't know when his birthday is. Maybe he's 20 now. I actually looked up before the season. Is he still a teenager? And he was. I don't remember what his birthday is to know if he's still a teenager. But I'm not going to put a lot on him. That will evolve over time. Okay, this time next year, hey, you'll have 20 starts under your belt. Like the expectations are different. Now it falls a little bit more on you than it did as a freshman. And the 2 years from now, you know, he'll have like 30 or whatever starts. It's going to be a lot different. Still, the coach has got to be held accountable. Right now, it's on the coaches. They haven't used Harbor, in my opinion, correctly when they bring him in. It's way too freaking obvious what they're going to do. And they put too much on Raiola. And obviously, he's not improving. So, did you look up his birthday by chance?
Yeah, it's in May. He's 19.
So, he still is a teenager. So, for me, maybe Holgorsen is a guy that can come in and help specifically at the quarterback position. All right, because the quarterback position is obviously very important and you need a young, talented quarterback to be progressing in the right direction, not regressing, obviously, in the opposite and or wrong direction. All right, I got one final thought here. You know, when it comes to Matt Rhule, I feel like he's having a hard time, you know, and maybe he just wants to be, I don't mind being the last person to do certain things. When there's breaking news, sometimes I'm the last person to talk about it because I try as much as I can. Nobody bats 1,000, but you try to have the highest batting average you can. I try to be as accurate as I can, knowing that something is true or being as informed as I can. And again, you don't always get it right, but I don't mind being slow to those things. I don't mind being slow when you start talking about people's jobs. I may be towards the end of it when it comes to those things. And it's because of things that I've experienced, things that I've seen with friends of mine. Like their livelihood, their job, what they've spent their whole life to, how they put food on the table. It depends on this. And so if you're going to talk about something like that, I don't mind being slow to that conversation. When it comes to Matt Rhule, maybe he's taking that approach to this. I just feel like the move to try to let somebody else be a play caller, you know, Glenn Thomas, even Matt Rhule, he's been an offensive coordinator in the past. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's such an easy thing to just try and just put out there and just, you know, try something different. When I went through Marcus Satterfield's offenses in the past, there was only one offense in all the years he's been an offensive coordinator that was top 50 percentile in the country. A lot of the rest of them were like 90th, 100, 106, 120th when it came to yards per game, points per game. His offenses tend to have a lot of turnovers. 1 year, his offense was 40th in total yards, and that was it. So we kind of know what he is. All right. And I wonder if it's hard for Matt Rhule, because he's probably friends. He's coached with him at Temple and Baylor and the Panthers and now here at Nebraska. But I can't help but wonder, now he's bringing in these outside consultants. Is that a way of saying, hey, you know, it's not entirely on me to make this decision? And is, I don't want to say he's avoiding making hard coaching decisions, but it feels to me like it's a little too hard for him than I feel like it should be. And this is part of, you know, making $8-9 million a year, being one of the top 20 highest paid coaches in America. This is part of the gig. It's part of the job. Some things are so obvious right now. All right. To me, it's beyond obvious. And I know there's going to be an evaluation period during the bye week, the rest of the season. Things will inevitably happen during the off season. But for me, we need someone different calling the plays. That seems like the most obvious, simple thing that is, in my mind, it's inexcusable why it's not happening. And then other things can evolve over time, other changes that probably need to take place as well. But for me, I'm just like, man, you got to be able to make these decisions. And you can't be putting it off. You can't be putting it on to somebody else. Like, Matt Rhule is a smart, intelligent dude. He has a strong will. I don't question any of that. Part of me wonders if he's a little too close to some of these coaches and it makes it just that much harder. I mean, is that something that's ever crossed your mind, Jake?
Yeah, unfortunately, we've been here before with several different coaching staffs, and that's just kind of the way it is in the coaching business. Like, people will see, okay, you bring in people that you've worked with before, they're your friends. Well, they're also people that you trust. You can get going from ground one, you know, day one, you got the same terminology, all that stuff. So there's a way that it makes sense. But then there's also, you know, it can be frustrating when somebody like that struggles. And so you've got to be able to make the decision, and hopefully we'll see with Matt Rhule, and hopefully more than anything, it just changes altogether and the offense gets going. But we might have to see down the line, and people say, well, he cares too much about his friendship, that he's not going to, you know, that he's going to risk his job. And I don't know if that necessarily will land true, or it usually doesn't land true with the coaches, because there's so many other friendships and you know, relationships, and particularly money, your job on the line. Yep. And friends can understand too. If I don't do a job well enough, a friend asks me to do a job and I don't do it well enough and I can see it, like Satterfield would, I think if it did come to that, would say, okay, well, I mean, I scored 18 points per game. I need more than that.
Some people aren't like that though.
Yeah.
Some people don't want to, I'm not saying that about anyone on this staff. I'm not saying, I don't know that. I'm just saying my experience is some people will take the approach you just outlined. Not the majority. They're going to be like, we're friends. Why, how could you do this to me? Like, that's how most people, when in situations I've seen like this in the past, and to be clear, this is situations I've seen in the past, a lot of them, the majority probably react like that. I will say this, if you're hiring friends, and this is just us talking, nothing else makes sense to me as to why this move isn't being made, I guess. But when... So there's someone I do business with, and we were friends with before it. And my biggest, he's intelligent, he's smart, he's trustworthy, no hesitation except for one thing to get in business with him. We were friends. I do not like mixing business with family or business with friends. And we had a sit-down conversation. I was very blunt and honest, and he was too. And we were very upfront. 10 years later, it's still working out well. Like, when his business is business, the rest of the time it ain't brought up. But my point is, we knew the risk we were taking. And it was a calculated risk. It's worked out well for us in this particular scenario. There's been other scenarios. Oh my God, no, it ain't worked out that well. Which is why I was much more like upfront in this particular one. And when you hire friends as coaches, there's pluses, there's minuses, there's a trust. You're going to have each other's back when things get tough, et cetera, et cetera. But if it comes down to it, you knew the risk, all right? If a tough decision has to be made, you knew the risk when you hired quote unquote friends or people you've known for a long time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Kenny Wilhite, former black shirt on staff at Nebraska. Let's see, 9 years going into 2022 and 7 years as a Huskers director of high school relations. All right, Mr. Kenny Wilhite will be joining us in studio. We'll see you shortly.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.